KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, light rain, and it's 72 degrees in Atlantic at 8:05. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A reminder, a flash flood watch will be in effect for the listening area beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, the free 2017 Cass County 4-H and FFA Fair begins today in Atlantic and concludes next Tuesday, August the 1st, with a livestock sale and release of the static exhibits. Today at the fair, there is the 4-H static exhibit judging from 9 a.m. until 2:30 and the Clover Kids Showcase from 9 until 11. The food sale begins at 10 o'clock inside the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. And then at 6 p.m., preparation day for the rest of the activities during the fair will get underway. Well, the president of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association says the master matrix rules for confined animal feedlot operations, or CAFOs, in Iowa are working properly and don't need any strengthening. Mike Klein of Elgin says it's critical those regulations are left intact, and there's one statewide regulation in place for all producers to follow.
We're strongly in support of one master matrix for the whole state and not have it divided out into a county decision where we could have 99 different decisions across the state. We'll be in attendance at any meetings that we can be, following it and keeping everybody up to date wherever they need to go and give comment on.
Activist groups are petitioning for putting stricter master matrix rules in place. Klein says the state's water is being protected by the current rules and changing them now doesn't make sense.
All the bases are pretty well covered with the current master matrix, and I think that we always need to keep evaluating where we're at. All the safeguards are in place that everybody should be rest assured that everything's being watched over.
He said producers and their animals use the water and don't want to see any contamination or environmental damage to it.
We would be the first ones to notice any ill effects, and we just don't want to do the wrong thing. And so we would be constantly vigilant of watching for anything that might need to be adjusted or changed.
Klein says producers and consumers need to work together to enhance the state's water quality, and putting some type of moratorium in place on CAFO operations would be disruptful and hurtful. In Southwest Iowa News, Creston police report the arrest Tuesday evening of a man on an OWI charge. 41-year-old Tommy Waters of Creston was taken into custody for OWI first offense at around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. Waters was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The driver of an SUV was injured and subsequently cited for careless driving following a collision Monday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's officials say 82-year-old Carolyn Loring of Oakland suffered minor injuries in the accident that happened around 3 p.m., 2 miles west of Oakland on Highway 6. Loring was traveling eastbound in a 2010 GMC Terrain when her vehicle hit a westbound 2000 Ford Ranger pickup pulling a small trailer. The pickup was driven by 43-year-old Max Nelson of Omaha. Following the collision, Loring's SUV rolled over and came to rest on the driver's side, trapping the woman inside until she could be freed by mechanical means. She was then transported to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Nelson was not injured in that crash. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Sunday night. 48-year-old Randy Rex Foster of Oakland was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. for OWI second offense. Foster was also cited for speeding, failure to provide proof of registration. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and posted bond later that morning with a pending court date set for July the 25th, which was yesterday. Officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections said Tuesday that at about 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 19th, a staff member at the Clarinda Correctional Facility was assaulted by Kelby Clicker, an inmate at the facility. The staff member was assessed at the local community hospital, received treatment, and then was released. Authorities said Clicker was serving time for burglary, assault on a peace officer and others, eluding and OWI, all those charges out of Wapello County. His sentence began on May the 15th. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says two Nebraska hunters were charged by state rangers, that is, after a tip was reported by a fisherman of shots fired at Lake Manawa in Pottawatomie County. Officials say 37-year-old Sin Ram and 17-year-old Gungsar Yungtang, both of Omaha, faced numerous charges associated with the incident. Men were illegally cited for, or rather initially cited, that is, for hunting by artificial light, hunting without a non-resident hunting license, and illegal attempt to take game, in this case rabbits, after their vehicle was pulled over at around 2:52 a.m. on July the 22nd. The men admitted to hunting rabbits using a flashlight. A .22 caliber rifle, ammunition, and flashlight were seized during the stop. Upon further investigation of the scene, a deceased female white-tailed deer was found with multiple gunshot wounds. The DNR found a blood trail consistent with being shot from the roadway, and a .22 caliber bullet was recovered from the deer carcass. Iowa DNR park rangers met with Ram later that day and charged him with failure to have a non-resident antlerless deer license, abandonment of dead or injured wildlife, illegal method of take, shooting a firearm over the roadway, and trespassing. Tram also received warnings for prohibited hunting near an occupied building, refusal to exhibit catch to an officer, shooting a deer out of season, use of a motor vehicle for deer hunting, and manner of conveyance for having a loaded weapon in the vehicle. Young Tang was fined $450 and Ram was fined $3,808. The DNR encourages the public to report any suspicious activity through the DNR Attorney and Poachers Hotline at 800-532-2020. The news was brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.